Hey, this is Damian Farnworth, and welcome back to another episode of Rough Draft, your daily podcast that delivers the essential writing advice that you need to succeed online as a writer. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 3, right? And we're calling this How Search Engines Work. So we need to back up a little bit, right? Okay, and talk about how people actually find anything on the web to begin with. We have to face that ugly monster called obscurity. So while you don't need to be an expert on this, on how search engines work, it helps to actually understand it a little. So the question is, how do people actually find things on the web? They do it by a search engine, right? And you've no doubt heard of Google. It's probably the dominant search name out there, and there's also other search engines. There's Bing, right? I think it's Microsoft and Yahoo's sort of attempt at search engines. And then there are smaller boutique search engines that specialize in narrow fields like academic and medical. The job of a search engine, whether it's this boutique or whether it's the large monster like Google, is to find content that matches your query. And when I say query, what I mean is what you type into the search box, right? It's the question you are basically asking. So, like questions like, how far is the Earth from the Sun? Who is the lead singer of Led Zeppelin? And what exactly is a Freemason? And the better that the search engine can match a good answer to that question, the better the experience is for you. And that matters because you probably use search engines on a daily basis, right? If not an hourly basis. If you're like me, more likely a per minute basis. I mean, we've all been there, right? You and your friends are discussing a subject. Someone disputes you, and so you slide out your phone and say, let's end this right now. But have you ever wondered how that page that comes up when you ask the question, which confirms you are right, and that they are wrong? Do you ever wonder how that page actually gets there? And how does Google know that page and not some other page? Well, this is how it works. So search engines send out these little robots that travel along through the web, right? These robots, and they're called spiders or crawlers because, spiders crawl on webs, and these spiders are crawling on the web, and they're crawling through your words on the page, but they're kind of evaluating the content, the words that are on the page as they're crawling through these pages, and then they take that page or a copy of that page, and then they stick it in this library card catalog, and then when you go asking questions, the librarian, which is Google in this case, delivers that information to you. That's a pretty basic way of how search engines work, right? Now, this crawling and indexing thing happens really, really, really fast, right? It's so fast, it's mind-boggling. I mean, do you remember back in the day when Google used to publish on their home screen how many pages they indexed every day?
4,556,797,934,111 pages today. Please stop publishing.
Well, clearly they can't do that anymore because it's just would be meaningless to us. I mean, how many pages is that? I don't know. That's every day? Goodness gracious. But what that should do, man, all these pages they gather and then deliver to us is based on a ranking system. They just don't grab random pages and shove them in your face, right? They are very deliberate about what they give you in spite of this gargantuan amount of content. But that ranking system is based on a couple of things, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode of Rough Draft. Thank you. See you then.